Oh, that's such a great song. The one and only John Prine here on 98.3 The Penguin. Hello in there. Kind of setting our stage to talk with our special guest today. We've got John Ridenour of Peta Delight, a big Penguin fan. He's finally on the inside now, finally here in the Bob King Igloo. A big welcome to you.
Thank you so much for having me here. You know, it's been a while, but I've been trying to get in here for a long time. I love your station, you know. It's one of my favorite stations to listen to. Phenomenal music.
We are we're so lucky to get to do what we get to do. John, I've known John for a while because I go on to Peta Delight. I know you're good buddies with Eric, who comes in, sits in the seat right after me.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are good buddies.
It's kind of funny. I think I know all of you guys' order by heart. You, Bo, Eric, everybody. You know, Cullen comes in. He gets the food. I know Corey's order. You know, I know pretty much everybody's order. That's my job, you know.
That's good. And so, we get associated with our food. My Camille salad, for example.
Yeah.
And that steak and cheese, sometimes I got to go for it. I got to get that steak and cheese. At any rate, what we're here to do is just kind of shine a light on our local voices, spotlight on another member of our community. I know many of you out there are all too familiar with Peta Delight and the killer food, the service, the warm hello. That was that John Prine was kind of setting the stage for us. The warm hello you get there when you walk in the door at Peta Delight. But we're just going to help you get to know John a little bit more. Obviously, a big Penguin fan, music lover, and we're thrilled to have you here and have you on our airwaves. So to give everybody just a little bit of your story, kind of how did you end up where you are? You are the owner.
I am currently the owner right now, yeah.
But didn't quite start that way.
No, I had the opportunity. I came in as a general manager. I managed it for probably about 10 years and then had the opportunity to buy the guy out. And that's kind of what I did. I went with it, ran with it. And it's been a great challenge, but I love it. You know, I love our clientele that come in. They're phenomenal. I get to know most of my customers by name, or at least their order.
Right.
You know, and half the time people come in and say, "Hey, I don't know what I get. John, what do I get?" And I'm like, "Let's do it like this." And they love it, you know. And I'm fortunate to be in the position that I'm at. You know, we have an open kitchen. I get to talk to my customers when they come in, you know. And at the same time, I get to hustle online. It keeps me in shape. So, you know, once again, I'm fortunate just to be where I'm at.
You know, I was reading some of the reviews on your Facebook page, too, and I know there were, as you said, somebody that comes in and maybe is not sure what they want, and there was a girl that gave a rave review on just one of your creations. You just kind of hooked them up.
Yeah, I think I read that.
With one of your own creations. And, of course, it is not to be overshadowed. The customer service, of course, is something that just completely stands out. That is a genuine, warm hello you get when you walk in the door. And as you do get to know folks, yeah, it's, "Hey, Kim," you know,
yep.
I get when I walk in the door there.
When you walk in the door, we love to greet you with a, you know, a warm, big welcoming hello. And then, of course, when you leave, we like to say thank you, you know, have a great day. But, you know, the main focus is when you come in my restaurant, you know, I want to make sure everybody has a wonderful experience. So regardless, whether it's the food, the spirits, the atmosphere, I just want everybody to have a great experience. You know, nobody... In my philosophy, I don't want anybody to leave my restaurant unsatisfied or still hungry. You know, we all have our different flavors, and someone might come in and try something that someone else may not love. And if you don't, I want them to bring it right back to me and say, "Hey, I'm not a big fan," and I'll be more than happy to, you know, make you another sandwich or a platter, just as long as you leave my store 100% happy. And that's the biggest goal, I think, that separates us from a lot of places, because that just, once again, goes to focus on our customer service. You know, that's, we're big on our customer service. You know, you walk in my door, you're family, and you know, that'll always be the case. You know, even when you take your food to go, or if you, you know, have the honor to dine in with us, you know, and that's what I'm all about.
And there's just not enough that can be said to that point, especially in this day and age. But that warm, familiar, comfortable vibe is not something you come across everywhere you go in every restaurant, and it's definitely a signature.
Thank you.
Of Peta Delight. That is John Ridenour here. We're doing our local voices spotlight on him and Peta Delight. I was a little mad at him. He got here. It's a little too early. He couldn't bring food yet because it wasn't all cooked up at the restaurant. But
not quite open yet.
If you guys don't know where Peta Delight is, it's over on College right there in front of TJ Maxx in that shopping center. We're going to continue chatting with him. And we've got a song teed up, a band rather, that's a little bit relevant. The Camille Salad is one of my favorites on the menu. Mm. We got some lettuce up for you right now. Do It Like You Do here on The Penguin. the funky sounds of Lettuce up for you here on The Penguin. Do It Like You Do. That's Lettuce with Nigel Hall, actually. Somewhat apropos of what we're talking about. They've got those beautiful salads and so much more at Pita Delight. It's my great pleasure today to have John Ridenour in here hanging out with us in the Bob King Igloo, part of our Local Voices Spotlight series. This interview is going to live at portcitydaily.com under the Local Voices tab. If you missed our first segment, well, we were Facebook Live, so it's up on the Penguin's Facebook page as well. And John was, we were just chatting off air for a minute about, well, we got him a bottle of water, and he was asking if we recycled. If not, he was going to take it home to recycle it, and how he compiles as much as he can from the restaurant to take home to recycle as well. And as if I didn't love you guys enough, well, that just took you even higher in my book.
I try to recycle and do my part when I can, you know. Like I was saying, you know, we at PETA, we're trying to get to the point where we can start recycling everything. And I'm, you know, right now talking with the franchise to see if we can get, you know, our biodegradable cups and the straws and the paper straws and all that stuff. And it's something I really am pushing for, just to make this environment a lot cleaner. You know, I like to recycle as much as I possibly can. And it's just one of the biggest parts, you know, want to prolong this earth that we, you know, as long as we possibly can.
Amen to that. And of course it is a little bit, you know, you've got to deal with the franchise, those parts of it.
Right.
Which I guess Pita Delight started in Greensboro, where I'm from.
Started in Greensboro. They still have, they have three stores there, one in High Point, and, technically those are all family owned, and I have the only franchise, but I hate saying it's a franchise because I've been with them for 15 years, right, and we're like a big family. You know, matter of fact, the president's son is staying with me right now, going to Cape Fear Community College. So he trusts me enough as one of his family members to look after his son. And, you know, he's a great kid, and it's a great franchise to be a part of. I just, you know, want to kind of go more of the greener side of things, you know.
Right. So if you are just joining us, that is John Ridenour of Pita Delight. Here with us in the Bob King Igloo, a big Penguin fan. He was telling us before, we've known, for those of us that know him, he knows everybody that sits in this chair. He even knows our orders as well. The vibe there is really unparalleled. I mean, it's just one of those places you walk in, and everybody that's been there knows. If you can look at their Facebook page and reviews, you're going to see, hear more of the same. Tell us a little bit about what this is like for you today. I mean, you've been in this game for a while. You were a general manager, you said, for 10 years. Then you got the chance to step in and take over and own it yourself. What does that feel like for you at this point?
It's very humbling. You know, it's I take every day like a brand new day. You know, the business has been incredible. You know, I had an opportunity, you know, I left for about a year. I went and took over as a general manager at the Port City Chop House, and that was a great opportunity. But then I had the opportunity to buy the restaurant out, and coming back in and seeing all the faces and all of our customers, and they're great people. Every day I go in, I see all of my regulars, you know, and I just like to treat them like royalty. You know, that's because they keep me in business, and they're just great people. You know, smiling faces when they walk in the door and smiling faces when they come out is what I'm all about. You know, sometimes someone may come in and, you know, not having a great day. And my goal is to make sure everybody leaves with a smile on their face, even if I have to run around the counter and give them a big old hug. You know, I just, everybody has good days and everybody has bad days. And if I can, you know, help somebody's day out with good food or good spirits, that's what I want to do. And that makes my day much better. You know, it's more rewarding, I guess.
Now, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the food, so let's do that for just a minute.
Sure.
Let's talk about the food, because it is so, so good. For anybody out there that doesn't know about what Pita Delight's serving up.
Well, we got pretty much everything. You know, we have all your healthy food, and we have all your not so healthy food. You know, I mean, I think one of our biggest misconception is Pita Delight is just healthy food, which we do. You know, we have phenomenal vegetarian items. We have phenomenal healthy food. I mean, I've been there for 15 years. I'm still not tired of the food, and that tells me a lot. But, you know, for you guys that come in for the next day, you go out, you know, having a large night and you're having a good time, we have your amazing steak and cheese. You know, the burgers, they're phenomenal. But once again, if you try something in my restaurant and you don't love it, I'm going to make you the next best thing. You know, one of my absolute favorites is the chicken fajita pita out of this world. It is incredible. And all of our sauces that we put on all of our sandwiches are extremely healthy. I mean, they're just incredible. We make everything fresh for lunch. fresh for dinner, so everything's made daily, and it's right there, and you can tell because it's full of flavor and fresh.
No doubt about it. I'm a sucker for the dressing. I love the dressing, but the cucumber tzatziki sauce is so good as well. My husband's a sucker for the fajita pita. I know. Yeah, the food is just fantastic, and there are the lighter fares. Like the Camille salad is a favorite of mine with that grilled chicken. Mm. Yeah, the flavors are just fantastic, and then I've been known to creep in there for a steak and cheese as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing I will say, our falafel, we have one of the best falafels in town, and we have a vegetarian fryer that we fry just our falafels in that a lot of places don't have.
Yeah, so if you've never been, well, you're seriously missing out not only on the killer food, but the big warm welcome as well and vibes that you get. The place is spotlessly clean. You'll see again from reviews on their Facebook page. And it's just consistent too. You know, I know you take that very seriously, making sure that people can count on what they've gotten there before happening for them again.
Consistency is one of the biggest parts, you know, with our restaurant as far as customer service. You know, there's nothing worse than going somewhere and having a great product and then going back and it's, you know, not so great. And I like to put out a great product every time.
Amen. Well, it is a pleasure. I'll see you soon. I'll be knocking your door down for that big warm welcome and all that killer food. Again, that's the voice of John Ridenour with Pita Delight, the only one in town, the only one in the area. Go over there if you haven't, right on College in front of TJ Maxx. If you missed the first segment of our chat, you can find it on our Penguin Facebook page. And you'll see it right there. Thank you so much. We're so glad you finally got to the Igloo, man.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me, and I really do feel privileged. So saying, I love the Penguin, phenomenal radio station. You guys rock. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to get right back to rocking with the Stones after this here on the Penguin.